Times Radio.
Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 5:41. From sports now to what could be one of the biggest compensation claims in UK legal history. A class action is aiming to recoup billions in fees that small and large businesses incurred after being overcharged on fees for transactions because of rules that MasterCard and Visa impose. Well, the class action is going to be launched today. And talking us through it and explaining a little bit more is Jeremy Robinson, who's a partner at Harkus Parker. Jeremy, very good morning.
Good morning, Rosie.
Explain to us what's been happening.
Well, as you said in your introduction, at its core, it's very, very simple. Businesses, big and small, up and down the country, have been overcharged just for accepting payment by card. And this is because of rules that MasterCard and Visa have imposed for a very, very long time. Most businesses are unaware of this. For example, I was in touch with a retailer just last night. Their annual turnover is about 600,000 a year. That's about 2,000 a day. Over the course of a year, we estimate they're paying over 1,600 in excess fees. And if you take the 6-year period of the case, we can go back 6 years, that's around about £10,000 in an environment where every single penny counts. So even though the percentage of fees actually being levied on each transaction is very, very small, the numbers very soon add up. And we have decided to launch a class action on behalf of all those businesses to get compensation for them.
Of course, we don't have MasterCard and Visa on the programme to put their side across. What are some of the businesses that you're representing had to say?
A number of businesses we've spoken to are extremely enthusiastic. A number of them were entirely unaware of the problem. Most people think, oh, well, I pay bank charges every month. Surely that's okay. It's not the bank charges per se that are the problem. It's the extra fees that MasterCard and Visa impose as part of their rules. So they are very, very keen. And in fact, a number of businesses over the last 10 years or so have already come forward to get compensation from MasterCard and Visa and have been successful. The problem is that the vast majority of businesses in this country are unaware, and for them, it would be too prohibitively expensive or difficult to bring legal action. And so there's very much strength in numbers in doing this by way of class action.
Which is what you're trying to do. And I guess claiming that these rules are sort of anti-competitive.
That's right. I mean, I've been a competition lawyer for over 20 years. Having an economy that is based on fair, free market competition is absolutely essential. And what MasterCard and Visa are doing, as we say, is that they have distorted competition over a lengthy period of time. The courts, the European Commission, have in different contexts found this over an extended period of time. And the job now is to ensure that we can bring an end to this problem, not just the compensation that is owed to these businesses for the past damage over the last 6 years, but also as part of a broader campaign to bring an end to these illegal fees for the future.
Jeremy, thank you for explaining the details to us. Jeremy Robinson, partner at Harkus Parker. That legal action starts today. We can update you on it here on the programme.